The Iowa Farm Bureau has announced some Young Farm Bureau Leadership Awards for commitment to community and conservation. And one of those winners statewide is Josh Bierbaum here in Cass County. And we're going to spend a little time talking to Josh about his operation and the accolades that he's received. Josh, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, congratulations on the award. That's a pretty nice little deal there.
Yes, it was a very good award. I'm really honored to have it and represent Cass County Farm Bureau specifically. And it was a great honor to be nominated locally by the county board, to be recognized by three individuals that win this award every year, and to be one of those three that wins it across the state. A really big honor, I feel.
Yeah, and this is for farmers who are under the age of 35, so they're young, getting started in the business, and they're contributing and demonstrating their leadership within their communities and within the agricultural community as well. So it's pretty wide-ranging. Josh, tell us a little bit about your operation.
Yep, so I farm with my father, Brent, and my brother, Adam, here, Round Grizzled, on our Heritage Family Farm. The Heritage Farm is a designation from the Iowa Department of Agriculture. Means it's been in the family for at least 150 years. So that's a very big deal for us to be able to farm the family farm that's been in the family for generations past and hopefully for generations to come. We grow corn and soybeans here on the land that we have. We do cover crops. We're no-till. We have lots of terraces, waterways, and stuff like that. And we're just constantly trying to improve our conservation practices on land that we have. And we, of course, sell that crop locally here in Atlantic at the ethanol plant, local retail or local elevators to our crop. And my brother and my dad and us farm together, and I joined them in April of 2022. I was given the opportunity to come back and farm full-time. Previous to that, I had some employment with different ag companies after I graduated college.
So you've had a chance to see the other side, yet you decided to come back to the family farm. That had to be a big decision.
Yes, it was a very big decision. When I graduated from Northwest Missouri State in 2015, I decided that I, of course, had a degree in ag science from Northwest. And I decided that I felt like it was best to probably get some employment off the farm. Of course, at that time, there wasn't a huge opportunity for me to come on the farm. I was helping my dad as much as I could, but there just wasn't an opportunity financially or work-wise to be able to do it full-time. And so I took a job with a contractor for then Monsanto. This contracting company worked under Monsanto for their corn research plots. Covering the entire Midwest. So I took that job covering Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, Kansas, and whatnot. And I took that job for 2 years, and then I ended up taking another job, and I believe 2018 with Servitech, covering Southwest Iowa more specifically. I wanted to be closer to the family farm, of course, and of course, I wanted to just be more in the state of Iowa. And, you know, I worked on those jobs for a long time, and I got a lot of experience seeing everything across the Midwest with different agriculture production. Of course, what you're going to see in Nebraska and Illinois is completely different than what you're going to see here in Southwest Iowa. And I'll always say that I try to use that experience here on the family farm. But yeah, I did work for quite a while off the farm, and of course, I always had a hand back on the family farm here with my dad. Just trying to lend a helping hand as much as I could. So.
Sure, you bet. Well, I know this is a leadership award, and I know leadership, it seems, is pretty important to you because at different levels you've been involved in leadership.
Yes, that is correct. I'm currently serving as the Cass County Farm Bureau Vice President. I've been a member with Cass County Farm Bureau since 2016. In 2018, I was nominated by the county to be part of the Ag Leaders Institute, which is Iowa Farm Bureau's class that they provide for members to better enhance their leadership skills. And then I've also filled in some as a voting delegate for the policy conferences that Farm Bureau has through their grassroots organization to get their policy wrote. And, of course, I'm constantly involved with Farm Bureau Day at the Capitol in Des Moines, visiting with our legislators. We always try to attend that and have a voice in front of the delegates to speak on behalf of farm members and Farm Bureau. Been a part of the Young Farmer Conference that Farm Bureau has every winter. And also, I have done a membership drive for a couple years for the county here in Cass County. So,
pretty active at that level. And I know you've been a leader as well in your local community. You and your family have been local leaders in the local community through the schools and through some of the things that happen in the Griswold and Cass County area.
Yep. So I'm a member of the Corn Growers Association in Cass County, the Soybean Association. I'm also help out with the Griswold Ag Boosters, which used to be the Griswold FFA alumni chapter. We changed names, just assisting the Griswold FFA and anything they may need. That includes their test plot that they have in Griswold and any activities they might have. And then we, of course, work with Iowa State University Extension on any research projects that they may have at their Wallace Foundation Armstrong Farm and any on-farm research they might have as well.
Josh, when a lot of folks get along in their careers and have accomplished a lot of what they want to accomplish, they start to think about the next generation and want to start to give back in some way. You're still relatively young and new at this, but yet you're already interested in that giving back part. Why is that?
Yep. I just feel like it's really important to look back at when I was in high school. More specifically, you're a senior and you're thinking of the scholarships that maybe the local community raises and you can apply for, even when you're in middle school or elementary, all those organizations that contributed time and money to activities that I was involved in or any young member of any organization was involved in. And you just think of all that it helped you through the years. And I feel like it's really important to give back to the youth of the area. Rural Iowa, of course, is not as populated as urban areas. So, you know, we need to keep the youth we have here and help them return to the area and hope that they have the opportunity. So I always have felt that you should volunteer your time as much as you can in different organizations. And I've done that with Farm Bureau and several other organizations. But it's just important to give back to these communities that have given so much to me in the past several years when I was growing up.
Well, and that shows, too, because part of this award, well, there are lots of things that you get through this award, an expense-paid trip to the 2024 American Farm Bureau Annual Convention or Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference. You get an expense-paid trip to the Iowa Farm Bureau Young Farmer Conference in 2024. There's a $500 certificate from Granger, a $1,500 cash award from Growmark. But also a big part of this is a $2,000 grant that you get to designate. You get to direct who gets that, and you chose to just keep it local.
Yes, it did. Yep. My wife, Logan, and I talked a lot about where we wanted to make this donation. The Iowa Farm Bureau, of course, provides the money for this award winner. And we talked a lot about where we wanted to go with it. And since I was representing the county, I didn't feel like any one person should necessarily get it, but we should spread it out as much as possible. And we decided to give it to the Cass County 4-H Endowment for future 4-H'ers and current 4-H'ers to use for their membership fees, any camps that they may want to be a part of, or any future trips that they might want to do. And I look back, I was an active member of 4-H growing up, as was my wife in another county, of course. She was not from Cass County, but we decided that 4-H was very near and dear to our heart, and we wanted to contribute as much help as we could to those future 4-H'ers and the current 4-H'ers, and we felt like this was a great opportunity to donate to the county endowment for all 4-H'ers across the county.
Well, that's awesome, an opportunity for a lot of people to share in that award this way. Talk a little bit about, give some advice, I guess. Give your perspective to young people out there who might be considering agriculture, because they don't always hear the best messages and things when they look to the agricultural world later on. You know, a lot of folks are thinking that it's a shrinking business. The opportunities just aren't there. You can prove that differently. And give them some advice on why they should consider an agriculture career.
Yeah, well, first off, I think it's great to work outside. A lot of times when you're working with agriculture, you're outside, whether that's with animals or crops or retail, whatever you may be doing with agriculture, it's always great to work with your hands and work outside. But when I was in college, of course, Northwest has a great ag program, as do several universities across the Midwest. It was so great to see large enrollments in ag departments. And you'd see enthusiasm from fellow students at colleges or in high school, even going clear back to 4-H and FFA. So I've never thought that ag was a dwindling industry, but, you know, you're right. You always think that, oh, you know, maybe it just won't have as many workers in it for years to come. But looking at advice, I always said just pick what you love the most. And for me, it was agriculture. I grew up on a family farm, so I decided to go into it. But for young farmers or anyone trying to get into the ag industry, I've always said pick an internship if you can going through college. And if the college isn't your thing, that's all right. Pick something after high school to get involved in it. You know, these companies or even a local farmer, you know, they can always use help. Internships are a huge thing with ag companies. I had several of them growing up in college. And I worked for several different companies to get that experience. And, you know, more than likely when you're working with these companies, they're always looking to hire so you can get your hand involved in some sort of agriculture industry along the way.
Well, the reality is, as long as you're here in Iowa, the majority of jobs that are here, including the one I'm doing right now, I'm talking to someone in agriculture. They have ag roots. They just do. We intersect a lot. So it helps to have that knowledge and that ability and, of course, that willingness to come back and not necessarily work on the farm for everybody, but at least be involved in something that's going to hit your local community here, too. And that obviously has worked out well for you. So we appreciate your time here today. It's Josh Bierbaum we've been visiting here from Cass County, the Griswold area. He's one of the three Iowa Farm Bureau Young Farmer Leadership Award recipients for this year. Josh, again, congratulations, and thanks so much for the time. Best of luck on the farm.
No, thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.